Second and final game of the two-game series with the Red Sox in St. Louis. Bob Gibson throwing out the first pitch as the Cardinals celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 1967 World Series championship team. Top of the seventh inning, the Cardinals in great shape, leading 4-0, but there's a man on. Jackie Bradley Jr. faces Mike Leake.
Here's a swing and a fly ball hit well to center field. Fowler moves back, looks up. It's gone. It's way up on the batter's eye. Jackie Bradley Jr. hits a two-run homer, and the Red Sox are down by two runs in the seventh inning. The 0-2 pitch from Rosenthal. A swing and a line drive into right center. That's a hit. The ball gets down, goes to the wall. Dustin Pedroia is going to score all the way from first base. And Bogaerts has his second triple tonight. 4-3 Cardinals.
Pop-up foul down the third base there, first base side. It's going to drop, and it's fair. It's going to go for a ground rule double. And back. Right-handed batter Chris Young. Swing and a line drive into a shallow left center. It's going to drop, and the Red Sox take the lead here in the top of the 13th. Pinch hit by Chris Young. And another 0-2 pitch for Sierra. Strike three called. He called him out. This game goes to the Red Sox in the first big league save for Ben Taylor.
The Red Sox complete the comeback by picking up a 5-4 win in 13 innings in St. Louis to sweep the two-game interleague series. They get seven scoreless innings from the bullpen and have won 3 out of 4. Mike Leake, 7 good innings, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, but no decision for the Cardinals. Chris Young is now 3-for-8 with 4 RBI as a pinch hitter this season. Magnuris Sierra for the Cardinals extended his hitting streak to 7 games, tying a Cardinals record for consecutive games with a hit to begin a career. Here's manager Mike Matheny.
No, not a lot of opportunities, and they came in throwing the ball well out of the bullpen, and we just couldn't put hits on top of each other. Yeah, that's a shame. took a look at it. I mean, that's strike three. That's a different game, and I thought it was a shaky strike zone, and thought it happened a number of times in big situations, and we're never ones to give excuses, but it's fact. And enough pitches got missed in big situations, and ended up hurting pretty bad. Yeah, it's been, when it gets up, you don't even feel it as much when you're down on the field, but it's reacting. Same thing happened to Tommy yesterday. The ball gets up and it travels a little bit different than what they're used to. But that's a play he knows, he makes 99 out of 100 times. He's good, yeah, more of the same. And that's what we want to keep seeing. There in the seventh, just got hurt a little bit, but had some hard hit balls in that inning, but up until that point, thought he was in complete control. Had good movement, used the bottom of the zone, guys made plays, just the same guy, and it's been impressive to watch.
Is there any reason that he can't pitch like this every time he goes out there?
He needs to believe that he can. There's no reason why. It's just it's movement, but it is it's location, and he's pitching smart. You're seeing him elevate at times. You're seeing him expand wide and below the zone, and taking speed off of every pitch. I mean, he's just he's kicked it into another gear.
Sierra has been phenomenal 7 games. He's been, I know we expect the defense to be able to beat him. He's had a little bit with the offense.
Yeah, he's come through some big at bats, and they're going to continue to try and work him and try and find some holes, but he continues to, even today, even that last one, he fouled off a couple tough pitches in the top of the zone, and you just see a lot of things that you could easily be very excited about. Yeah, I mean, He's approached this perfectly. He comes in and he's asking a lot of questions, and he's not looking overwhelmed, whether it is reacting to an umpire or whether it's getting in a big situation and feeling like he can't get it done. That just isn't in his makeup. He's just a guy that's very advanced for as young as he is, and lot of that has to do with that inner confidence he has. And he knows he can do this, and he gets rewarded by with some results, and that just amplifies that. Yeah, just consistency with the at-bats. But, you know, we've had, he's hitting 400 there for a little bit today, and that's pretty consistent. So, he's, of course, he has things to work on. He's still a young player, but he's made a great impression. Yeah, he did. He made some good pitches, and stuff looks good. Breaking ball, had the hit batsman that put him into a bind a little bit, but and for the most part, had a couple balls blooped to end this. And you just got to have those timely hits, and you get into games like that, and we couldn't put them together. They did. A couple guys, but still want to see Tui out there for those two. Those two are his.
Has he improved his stock this last time?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's been more consistent. We've seen him multiple innings now, a couple times, and both times he's done a great job pounding the strike zone and working ahead. Still things to work on too. But his curveball's much improved, and he's locating his fastball. He's got good stuff.
The Cardinals get a day off before hosting the Giants on Friday.